Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Clear. 10 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Clear. 7 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Clear. 10 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Clear. 10 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees. Good morning. 07:00 hours. Clear. 7 degrees. Good morning. 08:00 hours. Sunny. 8 degrees. Good morning. 09:00 hours. Sunny. 9 degrees. Good morning. 10:00 hours. Sunny. 13 degrees. Good morning. 11:00 hours. Sunny. 15 degrees. Good afternoon. 12:00 hours. Sunny. 17 degrees. Good afternoon. 13:00 hours. Sunny. 19 degrees. Good afternoon. 14:00 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good afternoon. 15:00 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees.
All right. QST, QST, QST. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAQM repeater and echo link. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, and just have fun. Break for time. The WA2M repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I will take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Jays, mobile.
Okay, I have November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. Okay, nothing heard. Dave, the frequencies are yours.
Hi, good evening. This is NASBE, and we are still sitting in the truck out here trying to keep warm. And I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm feeling so much better these days since I had my heart catheterization last Tuesday. And doctor found one artery that was 99% blocked, and put a stent in, and boy, that is so much better. No more chest pains, and I guess maybe I'll be kicking around for a while longer. Back to that.
Okay, that's great news. That's really great news, and we look forward to having you on the net for many, many decades to come. So let me take any Echolink stations. Do we have any Echolink stations? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. So all other stations, please call net control now.
WSAU, this is that.
506 November Uniform.
Okay, nothing heard. WSAU, Matt, thanks for taking the net in my absence. I assume that it was you and to others who took it. It's good to be back. I have most of my voice back. And one of the few operating repeaters in the area now. So, Matt, what do you have for us tonight?
Thanks, Pat, and welcome back. Yeah, well, there's still the 7-4 in the 92 in IFC and 515, but yeah. Although all those, I can kind of, sort of, but not literally reliably get into with an HD from my house, which is like why they liked about the 96 was I could, you know, just walk around the house when working in that. Anyhow, so, Dave, I hope that I'm glad to hear you're feeling better and you're, hope you have many more years there. So with the arrow repeater off of DMR repeater off of Wolverine Tower, I've been kind of a, I guess it's been about almost a month now here, maybe about 3 weeks, on quest to get something that I can way to reliably run the arrow DMR on Saturday night. So I tried it with an HT hooked up to my outdoor antenna, and first I was using the wrong using a repeater that was listed as a Brandmeister repeater, but apparently left the Brandmeister network at some point, got yelled at by proxy for trying to use a Brandmeister talk group on that repeater. Although I think the way to keep those people from doing that would be to block that talk group instead of letting it pass through. But anyhow, then I found found the CMC as a Brandmeister repeater in Detroit that I can hear really well, but I can only sometimes get into it with the 5-watt HT. So I ended up getting a 50-watt mobile DMR radio, and I've kind of been on a quest to get that configured right. Last week I successfully ran the net. This week I called the net, but no one responded. But it looked from the repeater that it was actually going out there. It just wasn't there was just no one to check in because it'd been kind of a not really well populated net. And then after kind of not being flaky for the past 3 or 4 weeks, I think that kind of made people not check into it. Let me break for time here. So this mobile radio was a Citara MD9600, I think, and I was configuring that with EMR config on a Linux machine, and the thing I couldn't figure out how to do was get it to show the talk group names versus just showing a frequency, and I think that may be something to do with the display settings are. But the other thing was it was showing the frequency on one line of the display, then the next line was unconfigured, and I was trying to figure out how to fix that. I finally figured out what that was when I pulled the EMR, the config back off the radio with EMR config, and it showed that there's a line one, a VFO and VFOA and VFOB parts each preset, so unlike most radios where you can set either VFO to any of the presets, each preset has a frequency and group of channels for VFOA and a separate frequency and group of channels for VFOB, so you can't split them in a freeform sort of way. So I'm not super happy about the way that firmware is set up there, because I would kind of like to see if I can hear some of the other repeaters while the DMR net is going on. And if I had two VFOs that I could set to different repeaters, that would be a lot easier to do without having to actually make a memory channel specifically for that. So my next question, I think in KB6NU might be able to answer some of this, is if I put OpenGD77 on this radio, will be able to do all that and behave about the same way as the HT. I don't know if he knows too much about that, but I know I bought a radio from him that had OpenGD77 on it, so I think he probably at least knows a little bit about that. Anyhow, thanks for running that again. WFAU, back to that.
Well, that's great. Of the repeaters that are currently active, I can hear the 7-4 and the 5-1-5, but I'm unable to get them on a reliable basis. So, and I don't remember about the 9-2 machine, but I will certainly try and blocked out of it now. And my push-to-talk button is iffy, so we'll see what's going on. I updated my Anytone machine here with the latest satellite tracking software, only to discover that the satellite predictions are completely wrong, because I have some really good code that predicts when they happen, and it by hours, and so I'm not sure what to do about that, but I think my satellite tracking experiments with the handy talkie for the moment, and it KV6MU, Dan, are you still there?
Yeah, WA4DSI, KV6MU. You mentioned having a flaky push-to-talk switch. I think it's acted up on you. You're sort of coming in and out. I didn't hear you call me the first time at all. And as far as DD77 goes, I'm about all I know is that I was able to put it on that radio, Matt. That's really all I know about it, so I can't be much help there. Sorry about that. What else is happening? I gave a talk to the U of M Amateur Radio Club on Thursday, and I hate to say it, but it was my best work. It didn't seem to go over that well, so I don't know about that. Nice result of that meeting, though, is that some of the students are planning to do a Morse code class, so that'll be fun. Anyway, with that, back to you.
Okay, so I have switched radios. How's the audio on this?
A little scratchy, but perfectly copyable.
Okay, I may have to boost the power on it at some point. But anyway, well, that's all good news, and always happy to have Morse code come back. So let me give one final call. So far we've got three stations. So with that, let me issue another call. Do we have any other stations on frequency that wish to check in to the WA4DSR Sunday Night Net? Please call now. WA4DSR Net Control.
Tango Oscar, Don.
The audio sounds a little bit overdriven, so maybe just back off the mic a little bit. It sounds like it's an audio problem rather than an RF problem.
Okay. Off a bit there. Actually, I'm going to go back to the original radio and just hold down on the push-to-talk real hard. And that recognizes AC8TO. Don, go ahead.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah, a bunch of your earlier transmissions I don't think we're getting through, but the second radio, it's a little funny distortion, not bad, but anyhow, not a huge amount for me. I decided to try to participate in the North American BHF contest. I'm really only set up to work it on 6 meters, and not a great contest, not the worst of my life, but I think I made a dozen contacts over the weekend on 6 meters, so kind of miserable, but hey, I tried. On a good day, it's when I've made large numbers of increases in my 6 meters, so be it. That's about it for me. ACTO, back to net.
Yeah, okay. So I'm back on the original radio now and pressing the push to talk as hard as I can. So hopefully it's better. Okay, well, thanks for the update and your progress on contest. I don't have anything else from this end. Do we have any other stations wishing to check in? Please call WA4DSR Net Control now.
Hello, Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo.
Well, I got the Foxtrot 8 Romeo Echo on that. Could you come back with your full call again, please, and your name, and if you have anything for us tonight.
This is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo. This is John. I'm here in Ann Arbor. No, I don't have anything to report in. Just nice to be here with y'all, and just listening in for now.
Okay, John, well, happy to make your acquaintance, and hope we hear from you on the net plenty of times in the future. So far we've got five stations checked in. It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll issue one final call and then let people go to the ARPCNet. This is WA4DSR Net Control. Do we have any other final station wishing to check into the Sunday night net, please? Nothing heard. So we had a total of five stations checking in, plus myself, for a total of six. It's almost 17 minutes past the hour. And thanks, everyone, for checking in. And we hope to hear from all of you and more of you next week, same time, same frequency. Have a good night, everyone. 73's WA4DSR clear.
Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 12 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy. 13 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees.